stared hard at him. "I don't believe in taking undue chances, that's all. I'm still standing upright. I know a few who aren't, 'cause they took a chance they shouldn't have."
"Maybe so." He stood up. "I'll be going." Moody smiled ever so slightly.
No, I can't let you do that. It's one for all and all for one when you ride with me."
Sorrels cracked a smile. "You're about to go against your golden rule."
"Oh?"
"Yeah. You're taking that undue chance you don't believe in. I'm leaving here, with or without your blessing. You may get me, but I'll put a slug in you before I go down. You can count on it." Moody stepped back and turned his head towards the other two.
"Boys, let the girl go a minute. Sorrels here has called a meeting."
The two of them walked over to Moody, one on each side. Sorrels dropped the reins to his horse. He was calm, even facing three gunmen. Of the four of them, he himself was the gun hand. Still, he knew three against one in a gunfight wasn't good, especially if they could handle a gun better than the average man. He looked at the other two standing by Moody.
"Ernest, are you ready to die?"
He looked at Moody, then over at Ben.
"Not looking on it favorable just yet."
Ben couldn't hold back. It was he that killed the woman in the wagon, and he had more to lose. He pulled at his gun and instantly caught a bullet chest high and went sprawling backwards. Ernest dove to the right. Moody drew his gun, but a bullet hit him in the other arm and spun him around. Sorrels jumped behind a rock when he realized Ernest had disappeared behind some brush. Moody fired three times while hunting cover. Once he was safe behind a tree, he reloaded and checked his arm. Blood was running down and dripping on the ground. He took the bandana from his neck and tied off the arm. He then looked out around the tree.
"Sorrels, what say we call this whole thing off? You've earned your ride out of here."
"I don't see it that way. You and Ernest got to pay for what you did. I'm a gun for hire, not a thief or killer. That's what you two were until today.
Ernest, what about this? Are you ready to die?" "I'm not thinking I am. I'll do what Moody says."
"Moody, what's it gonna be?"
"Hell, Sorrels, good as you are, I'm still not going to prison, or maybe hang."
"Well, you've got two choices. Come a shooting or throw your guns out. It's one or the other. I'll not be looking over my shoulder the rest of my life, knowing you could be drawing down on my back."
"Sorrels, you think so little of me."
"You're right. I could kill you and not be bothered at all. You're the kind I'd shoot on sight if you were my enemy. I wouldn't wait for you to shoot me in the back."
"Not to worry, old friend. I'd not bother you."
"Ernest, are you throwing your gun out?"
"Whatever Moody says."
Moody threw his gun out into the open. Ernest followed. They walked out and faced him.
"Sorrels, why are you doing this? The three of us are friends."
"Because I can't sit by and let you do to that girl what you did to her mother.
And since you wouldn't want any witnesses, you'd kill her father, too."
Moody smiled.
"You must be a saint, and I didn't know it."
"I'm no saint, but I'm no cold-blooded killer, and I don't rape women." He stared long and hard at Sorrels.
"Okay, so now what? You can see I've got to get this arm fixed."
"I see it. We'll ride to Fort St.